Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, the award-winning Third Ingredient, is The Third Ingredient with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. And, of course, they're available on Amazon. John Berlauer is our guest. He's a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to go there and follow them and check out the good work that they do. You know our good buddy Wayne Cruz, who's on all the time. He's one of John's colleagues there. Hey, John, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, CFPB, was created by in the Obama administration. It was an Elizabeth Warren child. I always felt it was unconstitutional because it was funded by the Fed but accountable to nobody, not even the president. How could that possibly be? And in the Trump administration, they've kind of got that under control over there, haven't they?
Well, they've got it under. It's better than it was, but not. There's only so much they can do, and it's not permanently under control as far as being constitutional. That's what a court in D.C. found that was overturned, but right. Another, respected senior judge of the New York Southern District Federal Court found the other day that because the CFPB director isn't answerable to the president or Congress, the president, it's not like a commission like the SEC or FCC,
right.
The president can't remove the director for 5 years, that's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And she actually voided some of the CFPB's enforcement actions because of it.
What are some of the egregious excesses that the CFPB did in their early days under Richard Cordray, a very liberal person from Ohio?
Well, they would do everything from just posting posting rule changes instead of getting, the notice and comment with regulation. They would literally post these things called guidances on the internet and try to get around saying, what something was a regulation by calling it a guidance. These were major
right.
changes. They also, with a business with PHH and probably, I think, with smaller businesses too, would apply rules that they were in charge of from other agencies retroactively with PHH, which is a mortgage servicing firm, which eventually, was the one who – one of the ones who filed the lawsuit. They said,
right.
Well, this is – HUD had specifically – the Department of Housing and Urban Development had specifically okayed a certain type of practice with as far as real estate transactions, and the CFPB said no. That we don't care what HUD said. This is illegal. This was illegal when you were doing this. So they fought
just out of the
like
blue. I mean, this is just
dollars.
This is just a handful of people making a decision unilaterally because of this power they've been given by a previous Congress and a previous president to have this kind of control. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was almost like a banana republic kind of stuff.
It really was. And on top of that, they don't get their money from Congress. They get it from a fixed percentage from
Fed.
What the Federal Reserve gets from selling dollars. And
yeah.
So since the Fed can sell dollars,
it's like a slush fund.
It will. And, yes.
Go ahead. Finish telling us about what.
I mean, since the Fed can sell, create money at will, then there's like a never-ending amount of money
right.
for this regulator that can bring havoc into our lives.
So when and so, folks, then this is one of the controversies. When Trump took office, Cordray had already left, and his deputy, who was running the place, wouldn't turn over, wouldn't comply with the president. She defied the president, didn't she?
Yeah, he stayed there about a year. Then he left, but he appointed like the last day of his tenure. his deputy director and said, you know, and they made the argument, well, that she, was really the director, but President Trump, you know, under the vacancies clause, you know, was ready and appointed Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as acting director.
Gave him a second job, basically, didn't he?
Yes. And so far, the D.C. Circuit has upheld it. It says, you know, this is presidential power to appoint replacements. And now they have the Trump administration has nominated a new permanent director, which is going to be a contentious Senate hearing. But right. and it looks like this new director is going to follow in Mick Mulvaney's footsteps as far as fairness and going by the letter of the law. But
is the CFPB even necessary? I mean, do we even need it? Couldn't we do it? Couldn't we just abolish it?
I think we could. I think because the a lot of what it does is just taken from other agencies. And for general fraud, you always had agencies like the Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know that. I don't think we
would that be. Is that something on the Trump administration's radar screen? Are they? Is that in their sights to abandon this thing?
I think so, but I think more than that, they want to make it accountable, subject to appropriations,
right.
and having its charter, basically. Yes, yes.
Interesting, folks. This is an example. If you and by the way, they convert it back to the original name. It's not CFPB anymore, is it? Well, tell them what it is.
Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection. I think they wanted to show it's a new era, and then also they're going by the letter of the law. And so this is actually what Dodd-Frank calls it, the Bureau of Financial Consumer Financial Protection, BCFP acronym.
So, folks, this is an example of when I talked about the anti-business rhetoric and policies of the Obama administration, this is the poster child of that. And we need to get rid of it. Quick break. Right back with John Berlow. Stay with us. Feeling like I
ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.